This one's called Superman. In a green street ski jacket and red headband, I dribble the basketball on concrete cracks. My numb, ungloved hands slap cold leather, resuscitating stale air inside. I shoot the ball, elongated in the light shadows, it streaks toward night. Dad drives home in his two-tone green Chevrolet Bel Air 1955, with a silver wing rocket hood ornament and brilliant high-beam headlights that rake the dark and shoo cats into alley crevices. I pull up the heavy garage door and watch him maneuver through the small opening with astonishing ease. He discards the day's residue, newspapers, telephone messages, cigarette butts. "Hi, son," he acknowledges breezily, motions with his hands for the ball, and dribbles three times. As he jumps, his dark gray top coat flows like a cape, and the swirling blue ball elegantly swishes through the strings. Thanks.